From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Chariot Che, in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the General's Tale Academy, where tweens learn the thousand-year-old game of Shang-Chi, there lived a broad-shouldered water buffalo named Chariot Che. And Che had the longest, most direct reach on the whole 9x10 board. When a straight line lay open in front of her, up, down, left, or right, Che could sweep all the way down it in a single move and strike the first enemy she reached. No tricks, no jumping, just clear, honest, far-reaching power. The young players gasped the first time they saw it. "You crossed the entire board," one said. Che dipped her horns, pleased. "I'm Chariot Che, the chariot, Jusha. I sweep the whole straight line, and I strike what I reach. The cannon needs a screen to jump over. The horse can be blocked. Me? Give me an open road, and I am the most direct force on the board." General Mei, the mentor, watched a student place Che on a crowded file. "Try to move her," Mei said gently. The student frowned. Pieces sat in Che's path, friend and foe alike. She could only inch forward to the first one. "Ah," Che said, "there's the catch. My power is real, but it only flows down an open line. Clog the road, and the strongest piece on the board can barely move." She swept her gaze along a clear column, but open the road and watch. She slid the whole length of it. Same piece, different road.
A student raised a hand. "So you're not strong everywhere. You're strong where it's clear."
"Exactly," Che said. "Shang-Chi rewards the player who opens roads for me. My job is to be ready when one appears."
The academy instructor asked Che to teach an attack and defense class. "Our students charge their chariots into traffic and get them stuck," the instructor said. "Will you teach them to wait for the open line?" Che was glad to.
When she teaches, she gives one rule. "Before you move me, look down my line. Is it open? Then I can reach the whole way and strike. Is it clogged? Then either clear the road first, or use me to guard a long line instead, because an open line I control is a line the enemy fears to cross." A student lined up Che behind a column she'd just emptied, aiming straight at the enemy's back rank. The whole enemy side suddenly looked nervous. "I didn't even move her," the student whispered. "Just aiming her down the open road did that?" Che chuckled, low and warm. "That's the chariot. Sometimes the threat of the long road is as strong as the charge." After class, Che rested by the painted river that split the board, watching the light move on the water.
For a long while, Che had carried a private worry. She was the strongest, everyone said so, and she'd felt that strength should mean charging in, always first, always alone, proving it. But charging alone had cost her, stuck in traffic, captured early, the team weaker for losing her. The worry sat heavy. If my whole worth is being the strongest, what am I when the road is closed? Resting by the river, though, watching a student open a careful lane so Che could guard the general's escape squares from afar, the heaviness lifted into something steadier and warmer. Her strength wasn't the charging, it was the reach. And reach was best spent holding a long line safe for her whole team, waiting calm and ready for the road to open. She didn't have to prove she was strong by rushing. She could be strong by being there, patient, protecting. A deep, grounded calm settled through her broad shoulders, and Che breathed out slow, content to wait for the right open road.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chariot Che. released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.